The original typescript of the final four chapters of Gone with the Wind were given to Pequot Library by George Brett Jr., who was head of Macmillan at that point, in the 1950s, while he was president of Pequot Library. So George Brett was also president of Pequot Library, and he had a great love for the library, great love for Southport, and also saw that the library, by the time he was president, our special collections at the library were already nationally important, and he understood that Pequot was a wonderful place for him to leave his Gone with the Wind collection, for him to donate his Gone with the Wind collection. So he left us, gave us his foreign language editions, all of which had been given to him by Margaret Mitchell, given to him and many of them signed by her. He left us a wonderful picture of her, and he also left us this incredible literary treasure, the final four chapters of Gone with the Wind, with Margaret Mitchell's editing marks on them in her hand, and also the marks of her husband, John Marsh. So both Margaret Mitchell and her husband are editing the document, and this was the typescript that was sent up to New York, sent up from Atlanta, and published as Gone with the Wind, which is the best-selling novel in American history, and has really become a part of the fabric of American life. Who doesn't know those famous lines from Gone with the Wind? You know, quite frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn, and tomorrow is another day. So we have at the library a really wonderful part of that story. This was a manuscript that everyone assumed had been destroyed, had been burned by her husband. It was Margaret Mitchell's wish that this manuscript be destroyed. She got overwhelmed by the celebrity of the book and by all of the claims, by all of the negotiations with foreign publishers. And she wanted it destroyed. She wanted a couple of chapters saved so there would be no doubt that she was the person that wrote it. And her husband persuaded her not to do that, but when she was accidentally killed by a taxi cab in Atlanta in 1949, her husband, overcome with grief, went home and carried out her wishes. He took the manuscript, all of the manuscript material, saved two chapters, and burned the rest in the furnace in the basement of the Margaret Mitchell, the house that they lived in at that point. He took those two chapters and put them in a bank vault. Those are chapters, I think, 43 and 44, I believe. He put them in a bank vault in Atlanta, where they still are. They're the property of the Margaret Mitchell estate, but they're never going to see the light of day. He did not know that these final four chapters had still existed. They were in Brett's collection at that point, hadn't been given to the library in 49, but he thought he had destroyed all of it, and turns out he hadn't. Turns out we still have, thank goodness, we still have these final four chapters kept safe by the good stewardship of Pequot Library, and now on hand and available as the book gets ready to celebrate its 75th anniversary.